to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Wait, we have something for you. I almost forgot.
Do you want a picture with somebody? We're not very organized.
We can get them when we do the student of the month, too. Yes, good job, students. All right, Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
All right, item two, board report. This is where the board gives an update as to what is happening in our buildings. I'm going to talk about primary first. Congratulations to the developmental preschool staff for their 100% rating on their annual licensing inspection. During the inspection of the I-177 rules, verified by the inspector, the preschool met all requirements with zero non-compliance. That's pretty impressive. Mr. Morris and the primary parent volunteers are collaboratively working to complete the Panther Proud School Survey, which looks at the following information: welcoming environment, policies and practices to engage students, and homeschool communication. The results will be used to modify climate and conditions in those areas based on the feedback that is received. And then finally, Life Touch spring pictures are scheduled for March 22nd.
Okay, and I'm going to give the update for NES. NES students and teachers continue to work hard at school daily. First and second grade students continue to practice and learn phonemic awareness and phonics patterns, while our third and fourth graders are preparing to take the Ohio State tests in reading and math in April. Teachers in all grades are reporting positive results with the new math curriculum. Third grade students will be taking a field trip to the Canton McKinley Museum at the end of the month, along with learning about the life of President McKinley. Students make connections to standards being taught in school through the museum's natural history and planetarium exhibits. All NES students will view a presentation of live music, storytelling, and art on March 31st. A local musical group known as Hey Mavis will present canal stories and engaging performance of storytelling and art about the Ohio and Erie Canal. This program is presented by the Children's Concert Society. Moving on to the middle school, both 7th and 8th grade girls basketball teams completed undefeated league play and won the MAC championship. Norton Middle School Builders Club will be traveling to the Pro Football Hall of Fame to visit with Hall of Famer Paul Krause on leadership qualities. The program will focus on the five core values: commitment, courage, honesty, integrity, and respect. 8th grade students have completed the EverFi vape education program, and 7th grade students will start their vape education program next week. Honor merit roll celebrations will take place on Friday, March 17th, and spring picture day is Thursday, March 23rd.
All right, thank you. And finally, for the high school, this past Friday during our professional development day, we had approximately 30 district employees tour all the compact programs at Norton, Barberton, Wadsworth, and Copley. This was a great way for our staff to view all of the programs so they can better support and recommend them for our students each year. The high school Ohio State testing begins on March 27th. Parents have received all testing information, and we will meet with all students in the upcoming days to make sure that they know how the entire process works. Congratulations to the girls bowling team for being district qualifiers, and also to three senior wrestlers, Daniel Hopkins, Jesse King, and Corey Beto, for all being district qualifiers as well. And finally, special congratulations to Corin Cullum for becoming our first speech and debate state finalist since 2016. Corin placed 5th in the state of Ohio for her speech on the effects of Alzheimer's, and she is also an alternate to the national speech and debate competition this summer. Wow, that's pretty impressive. Congratulations to Corin and her coaches, Ms. Tricia Pletcher and Mr. Anthony Paradin. Thank you. Moving on to item 3, treasurer reports.
I just wanted to report, I seem to be doing this every month on grants. We received another grant this month. It's called Stronger Connectivity Grant. It'll be $15,576, and we'll be able to use that next year to offset the cost of an elementary counselor. And then also, Pat Miller, I'm not jumping ahead of you, but I am first in line. I want to tell you congratulations. I've worked with you for a number of years, and you've always been kind and welcoming in your building, and congratulations to you.
Okay, thank you. Item 4, superintendent's reports.
So one of the great things we've done in our school district this year is we went one-to-one with a lot of our students. So what we want to do is we want to make sure what we're doing academically is not just sitting kids behind a screen all the time. So Angie Wagler, who is our technology director, she will survey the students and staff at certain points in the year just to kind of make sure, get a temperature of how they're doing in classes and what they're using those Chromebooks for. So she's going to share some of the information from our latest survey. So
thank you. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yep.
Some districts integrate one-to-one, a grade level at a time, or maybe a building at a time, but not Norton. No, we integrated 4 through 12 all at once. So it's been an exciting year for us. We've had a lot of changes, but things have gone really well. And I just wanted to share some information, a little bit of background on these surveys, and then a little bit of results, not too much, but just to kind of give you an overview. So we have a technology advisory committee that has teachers and administrators from the district. They serve on this committee. We create goals and action steps every year. And we also just, they can bring any concerns that they have to the table for us to discuss and work on. So this committee, they create these goals and action steps. And one of the goals this year was, in fact, what Mr. Farson just mentioned, to make sure that with all of these devices that we were adding, K through 12, to make sure that this was done in a balanced approach. And we started some of these conversations in the spring of last year, knowing this was coming, and just talked with teachers about different levels of integration, different times and reasons to do so. So that's where the goal came from, and we created some action steps. One was to survey our students in grades 3 through 12. We felt like third grade was the youngest grade that could individually respond to a survey based on different questions about the utilization of the Chromebooks. And then we said we would survey our K through 12 teachers, because although one-to-one was only 4 through 12, we did increase the devices for second grade and under as well. And then finally, we wanted to give teachers an opportunity to look at the survey results that came back from other staff members and also from the students, just to see if there was anything that they found interesting or might want to change for next year. So, one of the questions that we asked teachers, we had 96 teachers in the district respond to this, to the whole survey, and one of the questions we asked them was, what was your comfort level engaging, how much technology to integrate throughout the day, how often to have your students use this? And you'll see that over 64% rated themselves at a 4 or 5 comfort level, and even an additional 24%, 25% said that they were, pretty comfortable knowing when and how much to use those devices, how often to use them. Because like Mr. Farson said, we didn't want kids staring at screens all day long. We still wanted to have a balanced approach to this. We also asked teachers, so what does that look like? What percentage of the day are your kids using these Chromebooks? And on the good side of things, we notice that the percentage of uses, if you look at the right-hand side, the top 4 responses were 30% of the time per week and lower. So they're not, you're going to have some people that are using them 100% of the time. For example, if we have a credit recovery program that's online. Or you're going to have some people in the higher levels, maybe they are, they're in English language arts and they're high school. So they might be using it more often. But it was nice to see that this is still being done in a balanced way. And then we flipped and we asked the students. So we had 962 students in grades 3 through 12 take the survey. And we asked them, how do you feel your teachers are asking you like about how often to use them? Do you feel like it's just right, too little, too much? And almost 70% of our kids said, we feel like it's a just right amount, which matches exactly with what the teachers were saying. They felt comfortable knowing how much and that sort of thing. So You're obviously going to have a little bit of outliers all the time with too much or too little. That might be the student's interpretation of what's too much or those sorts of things. You never know what's behind that. So then we also ask kids just different ways that they might be using the Chromebooks. Like, are they using them to look at their textbooks? Are they using them to watch videos? And then I just pulled out a couple of these. I didn't necessarily need to go through them all. But one of the questions was, how often do you use your Chromebook to submit and complete assignments? Again, this is grades 3 through 12. And it's not surprising that overwhelmingly 84% were constantly or often submitting assignments online. Well, we use Google Classroom for our learning management system, the way that teachers give kids content and receive that content back. So it makes sense that they're doing that very often. So another question that we asked them was, how often do you use your Chromebook to create a digital portfolio that would show growth? Like, this is a writing sample from the beginning of the year, this is a writing sample from the end of the year, those sorts of things. It's not bad that they said never or rarely, the majority of the people. This was just something that we thought, maybe we should take a look at this. It just so happens that tomorrow I'm attending a conference in the falls, and one of the sessions is on digital portfolios. So I'll be able to attend that, get some of that information back to our staff if it's something that they'd like to follow up on and incorporate. So then we ask kids, what are your preferences? We know there's always things that you prefer to do paper, pencil, or hands-on, and we know there's always things that you like to do or prefer to do digitally. Give us some of those examples. So first, we have some pro-digital examples of what students said in grades 3 through 12. So I tried to take a selection of different things. This one's regarding notes, taking tests and writing essays, assessment. They like that instant feedback. Who doesn't? This person loves their Chromebook. Then I took some samples from the students that said, I prefer paper over digital. These are the kinds of things they prefer paper, which this makes sense, graph paper. Maybe it's a little bit more difficult to do those sorts of things online, so they prefer doing it on paper. Projects. Here's the opposite side of taking notes. Labs. And then the next selection is, these were just some interesting comments. You know, kids always say the darnest things, as they say. So I just pulled some things that were kind of interesting or something a kid would say. So there's job security for teachers. This next one's good. Like real life. I want everything done just in reality. So the social aspect is still there. They like to still interact with each other. Here's a student thinking ahead and trying to make a suggestion. Maybe you don't have all online tests or all paper tests, but you hurry things up. Someone looking out for a safer option. And we all want this student. So what are we doing with the data? We had our Tech Advisory Committee review the survey results that came in. We've had conversations with our administration, either individually at the buildings or together. And then Friday on March 10th, our PD day that we had, we gave the attendees data that only was pertinent to them. So if I was a sixth grade teacher at the middle school, I got sixth grade level student responses, and I got NMS Norton Middle School building data so that they could look at what pertained to them. They didn't really need to see the district overview, although I did share that with them. And then I posed some reflection questions to them. And then out of those, these are some of the key comments that came up from teachers and administrators. They like seeing that there was that balance that we had hoped for. They were impressed with the number of different online tools and resources and just things that were being done online, which is great for them to share amongst each other. But also, as I get more into the classroom, it'll be good for me to be aware of those things and share them at team meetings or with other teachers. So it's good that they are finding great tools to use, and then we just need to increase the amount of sharing of what's working well. They like, the kids still said they like paper pencil, hands-on. Instant feedback, you saw that in one of the comments. Google Forms, or using Google Forms as a quiz, is one of the main ways that teachers are getting, are assessing students and giving them the feedback that they need. We had two sessions on Friday, technically four, but they were doubled up. One was on creating escape rooms. Probably you've heard of these escape rooms where you try to figure out the clues and then you get out of the room. But there was a teacher at the high school, Lily Pulaski, did an awesome session on how to create an escape room using a Google form. So kids would kind of find answers to puzzles, they would put the clue in, and then it would lead them to the next puzzle. And so that was done digitally, but you can see where the engagement was increased, they got that automatic feedback. And then we also had another couple of sessions on the different questions that you can create in Google Forms. That was something that came out of the Tech Advisory Committee. They had requested that, so that was good. There were comments about the rollout going better than they had anticipated. They were a little leery at the beginning of the year, rolling all of those devices out. They're interested in seeing their future state testing results. This isn't something that we'll probably see big things this year, but down the road, as they're using their new math curriculum and more device access, they can take a look at those results. Before, when there weren't as many devices and they weren't going home, it was harder to finish up reports and essay writing. So that's being completed in a more timely manner. Note-taking, as I kind of mentioned earlier, with the portfolios, there's not as much note-taking happening, and so we started having some conversations during the PD day about, well, at fourth grade, how would you have your students take notes if they were to do that? And so the sharing that would happen there at those meetings, grade level meetings or team meetings, or as I work with teachers more, I can share some of those ideas with them as well. Portfolios, we talked about. Producers rather than consumers. So this is one of our strategic plans as or goals as well. And you know, a lot of times students are just consumers. They're just watching videos, they're doing research, they're just gathering all this information instead of necessarily being a producer, creating a video. Like maybe it's a fake YouTube video on how to do something, how to solve a problem, those sorts of things. So we had already talked about creating some sort of chart that would show this is different ways that you're a consumer of technology, and these are different ways that your kids can be producers of technology. Differentiated assignments, meaning they can assign different things to different students, which allows for more independent work. That was a positive they commented on. And then how you saw the preferences between doing things digitally or hands-on. There's this idea about creating student choice boards, where maybe they get to choose the way that they show at what they've learned. You know, it wouldn't necessarily have to be a digital project or have to be a hands-on project. So just some ideas of how we move forward with the information that we received. And I just wanted to give a shout out to our TWE, our technology work experience students. These are high school students that work for us. They totally created this website for the one-to-one implementation. You can get to it off of our district page under parents and go to one-to-one Chromebook initiative. They've created tutorials for things that your students can use, that parents can use if they don't know about things. There's troubleshooting for Chromebooks on there, all sorts of information. And also one of our students, Michael Pettit, he is a rock star. And I just put my information into that slideshow that you saw. And I just said, hey, Michael, can you jazz this up for me? And he does all the templates, he does all the borders and all that stuff. Thank you, that looks awesome. So we'd love to keep him around, but he will move on after next year. So anyway, I just appreciate the time to share some of that information with you. That's my name and contact info, so
I think what's important to recognize what Angie's doing, and people say this all the time, data-driven decision-making. She's gathering data. You could have a technology person that says, hey, we just want to, you know, we want to go full bore on Chromebooks, get rid of paper altogether. And it's nice to know that you have a technology supervisor who's monitoring that kind of stuff and making sure that we're creating a balanced environment. So I commend Angie on her tech department and what they've done getting this off the ground, but at the same time being open to know that there's other ways to learn, not just with pen and paper and not just with a Chromebook. So awesome. Thank you.
They're doing an awesome job. So
just take your compliment. Don't try to compliment other people. Try to do one nice thing and can't get it done. The next person, since stealing a thunder there, Stephanie took it. So Pat, I actually got Judy here. Judy's gonna say something nice about you after working with you all that time. So Judy Johnson is our food service supervisor. So she has worked with you for a while and she's gonna say something very nice right here, right? Not to put you on the spot.
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Pat and I go back way back to where our boys played ball together. So we started far, not that far ago, but no, she's an outstanding employee. I'm gonna miss her. Our friendship is not gonna end here. We're gonna continue on as we have for many, many years. But I wish you the best and everything, and I know where you live, so.
Congratulations,
Pat. Thank you for all your hard work and your dedication. That's one person I can count on day in and day out. And if I need something extra, she's always there to
help. Awesome. See, I could have just said something nice, but that's much more meaningful. Pat, thank you for your 30 years.
Yes.
We're very appreciative, and we will miss you here in Norton very much. So, end of the month, correct?
Yep.
So, April 1st,
yep.
No joke, you're out.
But I still have her phone number.
You don't have to answer it. It's the funny part now. You can just ignore it. That's right.
She's gone.
She did make a point of that.
Well, good deal. All right, next one, and they did this a little bit, but Tricia, you had a number of students that went to States. Corinne is here, so if you want to talk a little bit about that experience, that would be great. I know that the board and the people here would be excited to hear how well they did.
Thank you for letting us in and continuing to support Speech and Language Market. This is our winner. So I want to thank Norton City Schools, the board, of course our admin for continuing to support the program. I will say a little bit about, I mean, you kind of like, she did make it to the state finals at our speech and debate state tournament. She is first runner-up to nationals. But what really, one thing I want to throw out there that kind of like gives you some significance of her accomplishment is when we went to the state tournament, it was in Youngstown, and she made it to the top six, that's the top round, in her division. And when I say in her division, that's in her category of 83 schools that are there, and there's 83 schools in our division because we don't have divisions in speech and debate. We compete against all the schools, no matter what size they are. So our competition is Solon, powerhouses like Maslin, Perry, Stowe, you know, the private schools up north like Hawken and University Schools. And when you put Corinne in a room in a competition with all those students, she comes out in the finals. So I'm really proud of her. So thank you for recognizing that. You're going to hear about her more because she's also student of the month. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's pretty impressive.
All right, we will jump into student of the month. We will go with Mr. Morris first. And Mr. Morris's person is ill today, and I should have known by that glare you had on your face. So Mr. Sackett, you're right back at it. She's going to come in April, correct?
Is that okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Perfect. Glad to have her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Oh, Norton Elementary School, student of the month, third grader, Kaylee Brodigan. Super fun, loves to do her artwork. Mrs. Kozak's here tonight to present. Ms. Kozak, please don't.
So, Mr. Sanderson and Mrs. Randall are all, and I thought you should be student of the month, so I'm going to tell you a couple of them. So this came from Mr. Sanderson. He said that you're a very enthusiastic, hardworking student. You always look to help other people.
You always participate in class discussions, and even when it's not easy, you always try your very hardest, and you persevere to complete your work. He loves having you in the classroom, and he can't be more proud of you. And this is from Mrs. Reinhardt. She says you're a great student. She always comes to class prepared with her homework, supplies, and a smile. She's afraid to something. There it is. Every day I get to see this beautiful smile. And every evening at the end of the day, she gives me this beautiful smile. She loves to write and is creative in her writing. She's polite, cheerful, and pleasant. We love having her in our classroom. And you get a superhero award. So you are our superhero.
Mr. Dobbins.
Okay, but she did get a shirt today. But an ongoing joke with Olivia Effie Young, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It took me 2 weeks to get her name down because I kept pronouncing it wrong. So it's been an ongoing joke between the two of us to try to, so I told her I would try not to screw it up tonight. Olivia is our seventh grade student of the month. Mrs. Carpenter is here to represent, talk in front of the seventh grade team. Olivia is involved in dance over at Star Maker. So as you can imagine, if you've ever had anyone involved in dance, she's very busy almost every night of the week. She's also in our Builders Club, who will be traveling to the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. And she's also a leader in our Impact Club, and she teaches classes to our students after school for Impact and Bricks. So, Mrs. Carpenter?
Oh, that was my whole speech.
Oh.
No, but we've been saying for weeks that Olivia's going to be such a great student of the month. But anytime you ask any of your teachers, they always say, Olivia's always smiling. We've never, ever heard her say a bad thing about anyone. She's such a role model. A straight A student with everything else that she has going on, but she's always, no matter what, even when we're playing a game in class, Olivia will sit there and she's trying to beat all the other kids, and she doesn't, she's very sneaky, she sits there with a smile, and she's winning, and no one really looks out for her because she's so nice about it, and all of a sudden at the end, they'll say, Olivia just took on my goal. Olivia just won the game, and she just sits with a smile, and they're mad at everybody else, but not Olivia, but they'll say, what just happened? Olivia just beat everybody, and no one's upset with her because she's just still smiling, and but that's her all the time, and I said to Mr. Dobbins, I've never heard her say anything bad, and then one day I'm out in the hallway, do you remember this? And Olivia's in the room, and she's just, she's very angry, and I said, oh my God, what's happening? She's mad at somebody, and she was yelling in her pencil pouch. Oh my gosh, thank goodness, because I'd never heard her upset. And she was saying, why are you ruining my day? And I'm ready to go in there and fight for her, because I'm thinking someone upset her, and no, it was her pencil pouch. That's all. That's where I heard. So we love you, and we're so proud of you, and keep up the good work. You're amazing.
All right, Mr. Shaner.
All right. Kendall, Corinne, come on up. Mrs. Pletcher, you as well. You never give up a chance to come up in front of people. Come on, Rob. I'll stand between the two of you. So every month at the high school, we have our Student of the Month. We have a March Student of the Month, and we have our March Career Tech Student of the Month. This is, of course, Corinne Cullum. She is a senior at Norton High School. She is our March Student of the Month. And this is Kendall Glover. She is our March Career Tech Student of the Month. And so I'm gonna start with Kendall here for just a minute. So Kendall is, she's such an amazing young lady. And so she is what I would consider to be the epitome of a Career Tech student and what we want. So she is in the cosmetology program over at Barberton. Clearly I can't help her very much, but you see how, actually Mr. Dobbins and I are gonna be her first. Yeah, sure. You can do our nails. But she's in the cosmetology program over at Barberton, and as part of the tour that we were talking about earlier, We were able to take about, you weren't there at the time, but we were able to take about 30 staff members. Mr. Fletcher was with us to see all the different career tech programs, and it was, I had never actually seen where you guys do all your work. It's impressive, the setup that they have over there, Barbara, and the amount of time that you guys put in over there. So Kendall is actually, she's already working as an assistant stylist over at Legacy Hair Studio in Wadsworth, so if anyone wants to give her a ring and show up over there. But one of the interesting things is, when I was talking with Kendall, is she said one of her hobbies, so I was just asking, like, what do you like to do in your spare time? Of course, she said shopping, right, of course. But she said that she likes to do community-based projects through the salon, and I thought that was interesting. Could you just share a little bit about that with everyone?
So the newest thing I know we're gonna be doing is, it's like special needs prom in November. So we're gonna just go down and do all the girls' hair, and everyone donates dresses, somebody does the food. The event is at a church, like everything is like organized and donated. So just for them to have a fun night, and the parents also get to have a whole dinner and like carefree, like don't have to worry, and it's all just set up for them.
So just an example of some of the amazing things that she does with her time. And so Kendall continued, or she's going to go ahead and continue in the field. She's going to continue to work at Legacy Hair Studio. And you're also going to be taking your boards here in April.
Right after spring break.
So the entire spring break you're going to be studying. I can't help, but you know, you can do whatever you can. So I just want to say thank you for being such an amazing, great example, because you know that we're always pushing career tech at the high school.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that I can say, you know, be like Kendall Glover. So congratulations, Kendall. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure you get the right one. And then Mrs. Fletcher, come on over. So once again, this is Corinne Cullum. Now, I do need to mention, she was awarded and won Student of the Month before she finished as well as she did in the state final. So I don't want anyone to think that because of that, that was a causation for Student of the Month. She had already won. Shows what a great month of February, March that you've had here over the last couple of weeks. But just to point out real quick, Corinne, when she gets done with high school here, first of all, you work over at Bob Evans, so she looks familiar. Maybe you've gotten food from her before. But then when she gets done with high school here, she plans on going to Kent State, majoring in political science and hopefully and eventually law school. And of course, on the board here, we have a couple of female attorneys that you could certainly get some a lot of advice from. So, Mrs. Fletcher, I'll turn that over to you now. Okay.
Just briefly, I did talk about her accomplishment as being a state finalist before, but I did want to say a couple things about her personally, about her personal qualities. I met Corinne in 10th grade English during the online year. She was online the whole year, and Corinne was one of the, I don't even know if you remember this, but you used to stay after in class to talk. It was you and a couple other girls. When everyone else, when it was like the bell and it was time to like hang up from class, it was like, okay, bye, and everyone was gone. There was a few that would stay after to talk, and we would talk about issues and things we were discussing in class, and I thought, I want to work with this person more. I need to figure out how to work with this person some more. So got her into the speech and debate program. So, you know, fast forward here, she was in the program for 3 years competing. Oh gosh, that first year, it was all online. She competed from her living room or her basement in front of a laptop, never seeing her people in person. And we rehearsed online, like, you know, from her home. I don't know why she stuck with it, because it was hard and not many people did stick with it that year, but she did. Mm-hmm. So 3 years later, here she is, state finalist. But the story, the real quick thing I want to tell you about Corinne and what makes her so special is, let's go back 3 weeks when she got the runner-up to nationals. That's the big prize. She wants to go to nationals. She has the ability to go to nationals. She misses it by one placement. That hurts at any competition level, right? To miss your goal by one. But she was so upset about it. And the first thing she said to me, she said, Pletch, I wanted this so bad for you and for our team. So she wanted the victory for everyone else, not herself. That's all you need to know about Corinne Cullum.
So sweet.
We're going to take a break. All of the students of the month, make sure you grab a sign over there on the left, and then if we could have them all come up with to get a picture with Mr. Farson. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to item six, public participation, visitors, and guests. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. We have Randall Saunders, who has signed up to speak, so you are invited to come up and speak.
Good evening, Randall Saunders, 4549 Johnson Road, Norton, Ohio. I am the president of Norton Baseball Association. I'm here this evening to expand on a conversation we started in the fall as a board to discuss the expansion of youth fields in the city of Norton, specifically around baseball, obviously because that is what I oversee. In the fall, we discussed about the new allotment going in Brookside and the expansion of youth sports in Norton. We've realized that in our registrations for the month, for the spring of 2023, our registrations are up 37% over last year's springtime. So now what we thought might have taken a couple years to plan for and accomplish is kind of being put right in front of our faces, and I'd like to try to act as soon as possible. One of the options I came up with, I've been surveying different city-owned properties and also school-owned properties, and one of the ones I continue to eye is the vast property that we have at the elementary school. In an email or proposal I sent Ms. Bennett, what we propose or what we would like to try to do at no expense to the school district or the city is bring back the first ball field that was at the elementary school. Currently there's a utility project going on. They've ripped up all the backstops and half of the infield over there, but to try to bring that field back as a initial project. With that being said, there could be future development on the west side of adding a baseball field facing the school. We did some measurements, preliminary measurements at that location, and it may be a little too tight at that specific location, but I would also like to maybe consider putting the ball field facing northwest, that's closer to the actual school. That way it can be utilized for outdoor gym if there's such a opportunity for that, or it can also be used during recess time. Primary concern that we have surveying the property is the ongoing drainage issue that we have at elementary school. I believe with the resources that Norton Baseball has, we can help eliminate that, not only for the baseball usage, but also for recess. I believe right now, it's what's called the mud zone. There's cones that signify how far the kids can go before it's a danger zone. So I come before you tonight to ask, one, to consider my thoughts, but also help the city of Norton try to expand the youth sports. From what I've been seeing over the last couple of years, we have a very, very strong youth sports, and it starts at the very young age. We start baseball and t-ball at 4.5 years old. The more we keep these kids engaged in sports, we're going to keep them. They're not going to go to neighboring communities that have stronger programs. So with that, I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? Item 7, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Do we need item 12?
Oh.
Are we
Yeah, I don't, is there anything to discuss?
Mm.
No, okay. We can remove item 12. Thank you for that. Are there any other additions or corrections? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended, removing item 12?
So
any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
The motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, board business. We don't have any additional board business to cover. Item 9, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 11, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement resignation leave termination, items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Sit, Pat, this is the moment, right here.
Any discussion? Well, Ms. Miller, I just want to congratulate you and thank you for 30 years of service. That's wonderful. And item 2, I am disappointed to see that Ms. Becker, is resigning. It was great to have her in the district. I know a lot of the students really liked her, so I wish her the best as well. Any other discussion?
Nope. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Congratulations, Pat.
Yes, congratulations.
Let me see you click your heels together now that your knee works.
Maybe.
Now, as a non-employee, I need you to leave. Thank you.
Moving on to letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit? Number 1, Karina Smith, Administrative Office, Administrative Assistant, Receptionist for Director of Curriculum and Technology, effective February 22nd, 2023. That's a long title.
Yeah. Stand on a business card.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters C and D, personnel, certified substitutes, pending background check, and permit?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E through I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters J through S?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.